More now on the information wars. Economic battles, really, fought over information on the internet. The movie industry, the Motion Picture Association of America, is beginning, quote, a significant expansion of the global fight against movie piracy. This is about file sharing, which means swapping movies and music online for free. While Hollywood's fight against file sharing is not new, tech watchers say that this newest action could represent a fundamental attack on the essence of the internet. Shenny Jardin covers technology for Day to Day. Shenny, what is the MPAA doing today?
They're announcing civil lawsuits in the United States against operators of so-called tracker sites on the BitTorrent network. This is a network that helps people share very large files. It makes that a lot more efficient. And in Europe, they are launching legal action against servers on the eDonkey network. And what's interesting and different about this is that they're not going after individual downloaders in this particular effort, nor are they going after the makers of the peer-to-peer networks themselves. They're going after, they're almost like libraries of addresses where files can be found.
These are called tracker sites, and this is how this BitTorrent network operates. Now, I don't actually know how the internet works, but I talked to someone earlier today who does, and he said this BitTorrent system, this way of swapping files, is a huge thing on the internet. 50 to 60% of what goes over the internet runs through BitTorrent, so this is big.
It's a big deal now. Its developer, Bram Cohen, developed the software, I believe, in 2001. It was released in 2002, and use has just exploded in the past few years. And just this year, it has become a real focus of Hollywood's attention because of its ease in facilitating the transfer of very large files like feature films, potentially copyrighted feature films that people don't have permission to share.
These tracker sites somehow work together to say you can get part of this file here, part of it there, and you assemble the whole thing. So are those people, would they be criminally responsible under current law for giving away information that belongs to the movie studios?
Well, that's what these cases will test. The tracker sites don't actually host the files. That's an important thing to be aware of here. So it's not like they're necessarily going after the sites where the content is sitting. They're going after the sites that maintain lists, if you will, of where to find this file, how to get to it. So it's almost like going after the action of linking and going after the distribution of the information.
And linking, I mean, that's it, the internet. I click on this and I go here, I click on that and I go there. So you are saying, tech watchers are concerned that this is a fundamental test of the idea of linking.
It could boil down to that. It's important to be aware, though, that this is not the first time the Motion Picture Association has gone after these two networks. It is the first time that the legal action has escalated to this level. But they've been sending notices to internet service providers where it's known that sites that are part of these networks are hosted. So it's not like the MPAA has been unaware of what a huge phenomenon BitTorrent has become over the past year.
Shenny Jardin covers technology for Day to Day and BoingBoing.net. Shenny, thanks again.
Thank you, Alex.